This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Hey, first time I haven't stepped on Jalen Reed right there. Good job, Sean. Happy Wednesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Welcome in. We appreciate you getting up with us. We're with you till 10 a.m. this morning. I am Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. Seth, we've got a choice here. We got a decision to make out of the shoot.
Is this whether we're gonna exercise the option to release Brendan Rodgers?
No.
Jack him up home run hitter Brendan Rodgers.
Kind of. Okay. A reminder for everybody: we have Nick Caserio coming on at 7:30 today. The choice we have is: do we talk about yet another super boring Astros game last night, or do we share with the audience this breaking news that there's a wide receiver on the move in the NFL?
I guess we have to break the news.
I'll let you spin the wheel on this one. What do you feel like talking about here right now?
But we have to break the news. Okay. You just teased it. If people don't get the news and they haven't heard it already, they're going to go check social media.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so here's the bit of breaking news. Apparently, George Pickens is on the move. Wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is according to Adam Schefter of ESPN, who's up early breaking news for you, the people. ESPN sources Dallas and Pittsburgh are working to finalize a trade that will send George Pickens to the Cowboys in exchange for draft pick compensation. The trade is expected to be finalized today. So you take the mercurial personality and the pretty damn good skills of George Pickens and drop him down into that stew up in Dallas up there.
It's the best place for a guy
Absolutely.
Like George Pickens is in Dallas, where he can really be a star and be as distracted as possible.
Spread his wings, yes.
Just add a lot of people, fuel all kinds of negativity on social media and what have you.
Yeah.
The Steelers, I think, look, they've broken character and broken their mold over the past decade in terms of just paying wide receivers and their own free agents and what have you.
Yeah.
George Pickens is in the fourth year of his deal. I'm sure that he's expecting a renegotiation here at some point soon.
His agent, as Schefter just points out, Seth, his agent is David Mulligetta.
Yeah. Mulligetta.
Continue, yes.
Old settle for what seems fair and reasonable, yeah. Mulligetta.
Yep.
Yes.
So continue with your thought. I just wanted to
throw the fun thing about this is that the Cowboys are notorious, as they're doing with Micah Parsons right now, and kicking the can down the road.
Oh, yeah.
So I wonder, without any details of a new contract or anything emerging, there might still be drama. You might have drama on two fronts, both offensive and defensive, in Dallas this offseason, between whether George Pickens demands to get paid and he ain't showing up until he gets paid, or Micah Parsons, who's been, like, aside from Micah Parsons saying goofy Micah Parsons stuff at times, he's been relatively quiet in agitating for any kind of a new contract.
I haven't heard him say anything about the contract. He just says weird things, but yeah.
He said, he hints at things a little bit here and there, but by and large, he's been pretty quiet about it. So, yeah, Jerry Jones, long known for just waiting and waiting and waiting, trades for a receiver who might be thinking, okay, I got traded, I'm getting a new contract, right?
Right.
We don't have any compensation yet, do we?
No, just draft compensation. It sounds like the deal's not done. They're going to work on it. It's going to get finalized sometime today. So What? Take a guess. What? Like, I don't know. Like, what? Probably for Pickens. For a Pickens that you would have to pay at some point here, like a two, maybe something like that. I don't know. I, you know. There was a time where wide receivers getting moved not all that long ago, there was, you know, there'd have to be a one involved. And Pickens is really talented, but he's played on teams with bad quarterback.
Right. And SpotTrack estimates 4 years, $94.3 million.
That for would an be extension
the,
for
the
him?
Deal that, yeah, that okay. Pickens would have gotten with the Steelers if they had chosen to.
Okay.
Yahoo Sports says $25.7 million per year.
Okay, that's in the Nico Collins neighborhood. That's about what Nico makes. I like Nico better than I like George Pickens.
That would be a 4 year $108 million contract. So anywhere between 94.3 and $108 million are the estimates that I've seen.
There you go. All right. So Dallas gets some wide receiver help. Pickens and CeeDee Lamb, that's a pretty damn nice pairing of wide receivers for Dak Prescott there.
It is. No, but it's super interesting just because Jerry Jones has been crying poverty over and over again about how it's so hard. It's just so hard to pay, all these guys, a quarterback, a wide receiver, and a defensive end. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can do that. But let's bring on in a $27 million a year wide receiver while we're at it. Yes,
well, let's
yes.
And we'll get to the Astros here in a second, but that is some breaking news. I do wonder, like, if the Cowboys looking around the division, and Jerry, I think, just looks around the division and, you know, like, just kind of stares like Michael Orr looking at the balloons in the blind side, probably. But maybe the people who are still, you know, mentally kind of attached to things in the building there, Stephen Jones and maybe Will McClay, the guy who really runs things for their personnel department, they may be looking around that division and say, God, we got to do something. You got the defending Super Bowl champions in that division. You got the team that they beat to get to the Super Bowl, Washington, in that division. Like, the two teams that participated in the NFC title game are in your division, and the other team, the Giants, are making big moves of themselves of trading for a quarterback, drafting Abdul Carter, drafting Cam Scadabo, all these things. The mentally attached people in the building there maybe going, we got to start doing some things here. You know what I mean?
They got to start doing some things, and then I think also this might be a hint that, okay, they definitely don't have any plans for Micah Parsons in the long term. So let's say George Pickens got $27 million a year. Then it's not a top five contract, but it's still a very lucrative wide receiver.
And that's
contract.
A lot devoted to one position because CeeDee Lamb is making $30-plus million.
Right. Yeah. And but the upside, I mean, it feels crazy to say that $27 million per year might have a lot of upside there. Pickens is a guy he's only had 1,000-yard receiving season.
Yeah.
But he averages 16.3 yards per reception.
Yeah.
And he's been playing with bad and or middling or inconsistent and old quarterbacks.
Kenny Pickett, Russell Wilson.
Career.
He was drafted in the same draft they drafted Kenny Pickett in 2022.
I bet this jacks Dak Prescott's MVP odds up immediately, I would imagine.
Maybe. It'll help him put up
Get
numbers.
Him now, Sean. Buy now before they move.
Get in on that stock, yes, before the tariffs hit Dak Prescott. So that's the breaking news early this morning. The news from last night is yet another game for the Astros that just feels like 2.5 hours that you'd love to have back at the end of the night. You know,
they're so freaking boring.
Yeah.
and you know what, too? I'm getting a little tired of the pitchers only making it entertaining for one inning, really.
Right.
Okay, Wesneski, you have a hard go of it. But it's in the first inning. I'm almost mad that he reeled it back in.
Yeah.
He reeled it back in, and he gets four innings for you. But, like, he had a miserable first inning.
Yeah.
He, after 10 days off, his velocity improved a little bit because they thought he needed some rest. But it's still down off of his season average. And largely, it takes him – how many pitches did it take him to get through the first inning?
40 pitches. That pitch count got up there. And there were things, actually, I say it was boring. There were three things in that game last night that pissed me off. Three things. One, Jake Meyers pulling up tentative at the wall in the first inning on the double that kind of kept that inning going there. Jake Meyers had a chance. Now, it would have been a hard catch. I don't know how many stars it would have been. Oh, that would have been a 4-star catch. It would have been a difficult catch, but it is a catch that Jake Meyers is on the field to make. Like, I'm assuming you're not going to be batting 300 by, like, June, Jake Meyers.
Right.
You are on the field to make that play, not pull up short of it and allow it to bounce off the wall. That kept the inning going And then they, you know, then
listen,
that opened the door to the 4-run first inning.
Listen,
yeah,
Jake is out there. Look, Jake's bat is too valuable for him to be making plays in the outfield, Sean. That's what's going through Jake Myers' mind. Yeah. I'm Jake Hollywood Myers now.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
I'm never going back to Nebraska no more.
I'm the tallest of all
people. I can't risk my offensive production.
Yeah.
I'm a star.
Yeah. So that was number one.
Yeah.
Number two, in the seventh inning, I believe it. Well, I don't know if it was the seventh inning. I forget what inning it was, but they're down 4-0. No, seventh inning was when Brendan Rodgers hit the home run. It's at some point midway through the game. Cam Smith hits a leadoff double. So they're down 4-0.
I believe.
The third inning? Okay. So it was the third inning. So Cam Smith hits a leadoff double, and they've got runner on second, nobody out. Down 4-0. Up to the plate comes Jeremy Pena, who has been one of their better hitters. He came into the game hitting .281.
Yeah.
He decides to lay down just a horrific bunt right to the pitcher. And I don't know if he's bunting for a base hit or if he was playing small ball. I don't know what he was doing. It wound up being small ball because he got thrown out at first. Cam Smith moves over to third. Yippee. So I'm going, okay, well, at least if Jose Altuve puts the ball in play, then they're going to score a run. You know, just hit a fly ball, hit a ground ball to the opposite side, whatever. Cam Smith will be on the move. They're going to get a run. Jose Altuve decides to bunt. With a runner on third and one out, he decides to bunt and he pops it up to the pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
What are we doing? Like, the nine-hole guy just got you the nine-hole guy just handed you a coupon. You got the nine-hole, your nine-hole hitter hit a leadoff double. That's house money, and your decision is to have your top two guys in the lineup bunt. I mean, I don't know if it was Joe Espada's decision or if this was brain fart Altuve, who, by the way, got caught stealing in the eighth inning because he saw a ball roll away like 3 feet from the catcher, so he decided to go. He gets thrown out at second. And short circuits that rally in the eighth inning. There was just, you know what? It wasn't all that boring last night. They did stupid things, and that at least kept me engaged in the game. There you go. I just, man, this team, I don't want to say I hate this team because I don't hate them. They're just empty to me. It's a big null set.
Look,
you know?
Even Brendan Rodgers, he hits his first home run of the year. He's had a few doubles before that. That's all the extra power he's had. And you're left in classic Astros fashion. Hey, don't worry, everybody. He's not hitting as many ground balls, and his exit velo has been good this year. Pay no attention to his 33% strikeout rate.
Yeah,
but he hits a home run there, and like, and this is it's not Brendan Rodgers' fault. It's not like they broke the bank to pay Brendan Rodgers or anything. But I'm left wondering every time, like, all right, I mean, I can get this exact same performance out of Dubon, and I like him.
Yeah,
you know, defensively they're about the same. And actually, Dubon's probably better defensively right now. So theoretically, Brendan Rodgers gives you more at the plate. But you also remember, most of his good stuff was done in Colorado at home.
Coors Field.
In his career. And that's, yeah.
Yeah. They both won gold gloves in their careers, Dubon and Brendan Rodgers. So there is that.
Yeah.
Text coming in on this Pickens trade.
They are. It's real quick, as far as the second base either experiment or just moving Altuve out to left field, they are a lot better defensively at second base this year, at the very least.
Oh, yeah.
Last year they were minus 11 in defensive runs saved at second base. This year they're plus one at least, for whatever that's worth.
There's a reason Altuve.
The problem is they hardly ever score more than 3 runs. That's the offensive side of it is that the Astros more often than not are not scoring 3 runs in a baseball
that's
game.
The OSHA sign in the factory for them right now is 21 out of 35 games, 3 runs or less.
Yeah.
That's the one we're keeping track of. Because it's
3 feels like you're in the upper middle class.
Well, I'll say this.
We're going to get a new car this year.
A 4-0 first inning deficit feels like you may as well go to bed. And now I'm being serious. Like, they give up a 4-0 lead in the first inning. And look, the stats bear out. A majority of the time with this team, that means it's curtains and the game is over. Someone saying on the text page, just to take pleasure in Ryan Presley imploding in Chicago. I haven't been paying attention to the guy. It's hard not to pay attention to Bregman and Tucker. They're both having great seasons, but
I can't take pleasure in Presley. I get people wanting Harden to fail and fail miserably. Presley, I don't get it. I don't understand the hatred for Ryan Presley.
We're up against it. The one thing I would say, 5 seconds, I would say just maybe the way he handled his demotion last year was a little emo. You know, like, hey, it happens, man. They found somebody better than you. and he was a little emo about it last year.
I think it's people who have had run-ins with Presley's mom on social media.
And that could be as well. Yes, that's the baseball momster right there. All right. Hey, speaking of momsters, speaking of Rockets, what's the offseason going to look like? Rafael Stone and Ime Udoka met with the media yesterday. If you're somebody who is looking for a big move, a big trade coming in, Rafael Stone's got a big bucket of cold water for you. We'll have that for you coming up next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, between the draft lottery on Monday and then the upcoming offseason, this will easily be the most dialed in Rocket fans and fans around Houston, you know, just even casual fans, will be on the Rockets offseason this year. You know, they're at the top of the list of teams that could be looking to make a move to bring in a big star. They're certainly at or near the top of the list in terms of resources to go get that big star. But do they have the stomach for it? Do they want to do it? Or do they feel like this is the group they want to move forward with? Rafael Stone and Ime Udoka met with the media yesterday for their postseason, you know, final, their press conference heading into the offseason here. And Rafael Stone did not seem all that hepped up to go make a big deal. He said, bet on continuity.
If I will give you an inside betting tip, that I think continuity is very, very likely. Last summer we didn't make changes because we were really comfortable with where we were, and we'd seen really good things from our team in terms of kind of a good progression. And I think we saw more of the same this year. So I think the bar to make changes is very high.
Okay. So, and it is kind of funny that he says an inside betting tip, because these are actually things you can bet on, whether Kevin Durant will go to the Rockets, whether Giannis Antetokounmpo, like, that's what I need to see. The Rockets are in the top three for Kevin Durant and Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm anxious to see if this inside betting tip moves the numbers at all for this.
I wish there was a way to short a futures bet.
Right.
Because like with Dak, okay, so I figure as soon as I hear about the George Pickens trade, I'm thinking, okay, Dak Prescott's odds for MVP just went up. So at least if you could get him before the odds go up, that's a good play. But for something for the odds to go down, there's no really way to you know,
nope,
to sell short on that.
Nope. Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. So betting,
unless I dupe somebody into it.
Right. So betting aside, what's your gut reaction when you hear the GM saying probably going to be in his own way, probably going to be this group coming back. They're going to run it back.
It wouldn't surprise me. I would imagine that there's probably more faith within the building on Jalen Green than there is in the public at large right now.
Definitely, yeah.
I think that I you know, some of our listeners are convinced that I have somehow been demanding that they trade Jalen Green, which that is not one bit true. I've never once said that at all. I'm open to Jalen Green still, yes, being a very valuable part of the team as long as you just kind of relinquish any kind of realistic hope that he's going to be a superstar someday. So if you go back to the old thinking, the standard way of thinking that, okay, well, if you have two superstars on a team, you got a much better chance of winning a championship. Mm-hmm. Then it becomes, okay, are Amen Thompson and Alperen Şengün those guys?
Yeah.
If you're not going to really... So, and that's possible. That's in the realm of possibilities. Yeah. You know, obviously, both those guys need to continue growing, but they're also both very, very young.
Yeah.
Then if what they're doing is continuity plus some actual shooters, how much are they just leaning on Reed Shepard being one of those shooters and other guys from within versus okay, listen, you don't have to do a blockbuster trade or a blockbuster free agency acquisition, but at the very least go out and get some guys who can shoot the basketball.
Yeah. Maybe that lottery pick you have from Phoenix is a shoot. You know, maybe they got some shooters earmarked in the top 10 in the draft. Who knows? Yeah, they've certainly got enough draft capital to maneuver. If they do choose to make it a young guy, they've got enough draft capital to maneuver within the draft if they want to.
Defensively, they feel a little bit like the Texans. You know, okay, the Texans get to the playoffs. You look at the defense and say, okay, that defense is good enough to be a Super Bowl championship defense. Yeah. You know, you don't have to be the best defense in the league, but that's very much a Super Bowl caliber defense. The Rockets have a championship caliber defense. Mm-hmm. They gave Golden State fits. It's just, can you shoot the ball? Can you guys just be better at scoring? It's one of the most important things of basketball. You only know this if you really know ball. Getting the ball in the hoop.
Yeah, well,
it helps a lot.
And I think similar to the Texans, it is kind of eerie, just the similarities between the two franchises. I mean, honestly, literally going back to when they both started their descent into the rebuild. Like I brought this up many times. James Harden and Deshaun Watson requested their trades within days of each other back in January of 2021. It is remarkable, up to and including what you just said, that they're both teams that you feel great about the foundation they're built on defensively. You feel really good about the culture of both places. I think there's similarities with the two head coaches in terms of how they value those things. I think the energy level is different. I think D'Amico's got a higher energy level to him. Ime Udoka is more of a serial killer, I think.
In a good way.
But offensively, that's the issue. And with both teams, you can see, yeah, there's pieces offensively. You know what I mean? Like with the Texans, there are definitely pieces there. There's the makings of potentially a good offense. And the Rockets have, and Alperen Şengün is a good offensive player. You know, Jalen Green is a good offensive player. There's others on there that have good traits. As a team, it's almost like outside shooting is to the Rockets what offensive line play is to the Texans. You know, they get this one Achilles heel, and if they can get that fixed. And it's funny, too, yesterday, Seth, because Raphael Stone in this press conference kind of went out of his way to say, you know, that we're, and I'm paraphrasing here, but, like, we're not a team that's built on one star having to go do something.
Right.
It's all about, like, it could be a different guy every night. Whoever's getting the double teams thrown at them, they're the sacrificial lamb, and it's up to the other guys to get the job done, you know?
Yeah.
So that's where I think your point about how they view Jalen versus how the public views Jalen is spot on, because they obviously think there's a whole lot there still untapped with Jalen Green.
Well,
right, and
that's the whole big thing with, look, a genuine star and what maybe you had hoped Jalen Green would turn into. It doesn't matter if they're getting blitzed and doubled. They're still going to produce. Jalen so far doesn't look like that guy, but at the very least, can it be a guy that doesn't freeze up and turn the ball over and just buckle under that kind of pressure. That's all he needs to be. He doesn't have to put in an MVP caliber performance. He's just got to be a guy who's a little bit more calm, cool, collected, and patient in the clutch like that, and keep the ball from going to the other team.
All right, let's keep looking at the checklist here. Raphael Stone, is anyone untouchable? And what are you going to do with all those picks that you've got?
The business we're in, nobody, myself included, nobody's untouchable, you know? And so, you know, I wouldn't want to say that. But everybody on our roster we deeply value, and so you know, I think you have to be careful with your words there. I have to be careful with my words. You can do whatever you want with yours. In terms of, yeah, like we have those picks. We accumulated them so that we could either draft guys in the future or upgrade our current roster. Time will tell what we do with it or flip them into the future, which we've done a couple of times. And, you know, we'll see what makes the most sense at the time.
Okay. So,
The Celtics forever kicked the can. Got a lot of picks. Not going to use them.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Remember that with Danny Ainge?
Yeah. I mean, it is. And it is true. It's just because you have the money doesn't mean you have to spend it. Mm-hmm. It's the first round picks don't lose value over time. There's not deflation. It's that you can keep kicking it down the road until the opportunity is right.
No, but I am hesitant to add another young player into this mix who's not going to get on the floor. You know, like they just
that's where at some point though. It doesn't mean just because you have the pick doesn't mean you have to draft the younger player. It's that you wait until the right trade opportunity.
Yeah.
You wait until the right moment in the draft.
That's what I'm saying. Like I'm hesitant for them to use this lottery pick on a young player is all
gotcha,
I'm saying.
Gotcha,
yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. And nobody's untouchable. I don't believe that. I don't buy that.
You don't buy that nobody's untouchable?
I don't buy that they would trade Amen Thompson for any reasonable deal that's out. I don't think
a reasonable deal is the whole thing. So untouchable would be no way, we're not trading him for anybody at all. Yeah,
yeah. For any of the guys that are being discussed right now, you know,
right.
Giannis and KD and guys like, if Jokic becomes available, who he might with the Nuggets? Who the hell knows? Maybe then Amen Thompson is in a deal like that. I don't know.
I blame the Astros for the untouchable conversation.
I
feel like it became such a big deal because of Kyle Tucker and people were wondering why he was untouchable.
Yeah,
and then he was untouchable, and then it made sense that he was untouchable. And then they touched him.
And then
they touched him. They fondled his ass up to Chicago.
They did. They did. And he's enjoying himself up there right now. All right, the two players that get talked about the most in terms of bringing them back, because most of these guys are under contract, Steven Adams. You bringing back Steven Adams, Raphael Stone?
I think Steven was the player and person that we thought we were trading for. He's been that, and he's a really important part of the group, and kind of the continuity I talked about and value earlier. He's an important part of that. It's a two-way street, and so he has to want to be here. Every indication we have is he does, and so if he wants to be here and we want him back, and both those things are true, which I know is true from my perspective, then I'm sure we'll work something out.
He made $12 million in the final year of his deal. He is only 31 years old. I thought Steven Adams was older than 31 years old. He was drafted.
He's got the Lawrence Fishburne thing going.
Yeah.
He's got a unique look to him that has always, from when he was 22 years old, you thought he was 31 years old.
He was drafted with the pick that the Rockets sent to Oklahoma City for James Harden. So that feels like so long ago, you know, like so that he was, I would have guessed 35 for Steven Adams. But so he's 31 years old. Now he has dealt with injuries. He needed to be load managed. I wonder what the market's going to be for Steven Adams. The Rockets can pay him more than anybody else. You know, he's there
for
free agent.
It might be one of those classic situations where he's more valuable to the Rockets with this team, these younger players, everything that goes along with it, than he is to a lot of other teams.
The double big lineup with Şengün, that's a very specific lineup that really enhanced his value out there.
Right.
Him and Şengün.
Right.
Yeah.
And one that would be really nice if they could add a shooter to the mix in that lineup as well. Yes.
Yes.
If they could do something out on the perimeter.
Steven Adams could develop a jump shot. That would be amazing. All right, last one here. Bringing back Fred VanVleet.
I definitely don't speak about contractual situations, so no, I won't. But I will echo that I think Fred's been great, kind of similar to Steven, but with a much longer time frame. He's been the person and the player that we hoped we were getting, and I think I'm very optimistic that he'll be with us for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I mean, both sides have been public about that. Fred wants to be back. The team wants him back. What it comes down to, and the reason why Rafael Stone was referring to contracts at the I'm not going to talk about contracts at the beginning of that answer, was the part of the question was, are you going to exercise this $43 or $45 million, whatever it is, team option, or do you decline the team option and work out a different deal with Fred where maybe it's a longer-term deal, but the average annual value is a little bit lower?
And either way, he's only going to make a million and a half or $2 million more than he did last year, so it's not like it affects their math all that much, unless they traded for Kevin Durant and they had to, that long-term deal helps, soften things a little bit.
Yep.
I think he'll be back 100%.
I think
now
so,
he's
too.
30. He's also 31 years old, but feels much more like the normal 31.
Yeah,
not a Steven Adams 31.
Correct. So that was Rafael. So we'll have more from Rafael Stone later in the show, and Ime Udoka as well. Some interesting stuff yesterday. But if you're somebody, if you're one of the people that's been texting in saying no KD, I want to see what they do with one more year at least with this group. That was good news for you yesterday, at least outwardly. Who knows. Maybe Rafael Stone's posturing a little bit. Maybe he's trying to get Phoenix or Milwaukee to once the trade talks start to ease up on what exactly it is they want. We'll see. Payne and Pendergast with you. Nick Caserio joins us about an hour from now. 7:30, the Texans executive vice president and general manager will join us. And rookie minicamp gets started on Friday this week. Headlines coming up next. We'll get to the Astros and the Brewers last night. Another frustrating night for the Astros. Crazy night in the NBA playoffs, including the gods trolling Rocket fans. We'll explain that in headlines coming up next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines, presented by Men's Tea Clinic.
All right, let's get to the headlines. The Astros lose last night 4-3 to the Milwaukee Brewers. They will try to avoid the sweep this afternoon. I think a 12-10 first pitch, so a little afternoon baseball for you today. They've lost 4 out of 5 on this road trip. They are now sub-500. It was really fun when they were 3 games above .500. They are not anymore. They are
beating some good teams along the way.
17 and 18, and they've beaten some good teams along the way, but they are an anemic offensive team. The three runs were a Brendan Rodgers 3-run homer. Don't think you can count on that on a regular basis. So
right. We had some, you know, Jake Myers missed a potential catch in the outfield that extended the first inning that, you know, maybe it made him, would have made a big difference in the game.
Would have ended the inning.
Yeah. Right. That's right. There were two outs. It was a 2-2 count. Yeah. That was it. That was a, yeah.
Would have ended the inning. Yeah.
They just needed to get out of that inning. That ended up being the winning margin in the game. But some people were upset with us that we were saying, it seems like that's a catch that Jake totally could make.
Yeah.
The broadcast said it was a 0% catch probability. Yeah. And my God, I don't know why anybody on earth is still paying attention to those catch probabilities. Because for one, no, Jake Myers 100% could have made that catch. I'm not saying it was an easy catch or anything. He's unfamiliar with that wall. It was right in that little weird, you know, corner nook right there. Yeah. Like, I get it. I get why he didn't make it. These catch probabilities are ruining my viewing experience. Because more times than not, it'll be Jake Myers making an awesome catch or Cam Smith making an awesome catch. And you're like, wow, what a play. And then they say, yep, that was an 85% catch probability. My ass. What the hell are you talking about?
So this was the opposite of that. This is likewise. But equally inaccurate, right? Like it's,
There is a monkey in a room making up those catch probability. And it's not even one of the smarter monkeys.
Well.
It's like a little spider monkey or something that can barely press the keys.
And Callis.
You think it's an orangutan?
Callis,
not a chance in hell.
Callis and I love that we're ranking monkey intelligence now.
Or primates. I guess an orangutan is not a monkey, but
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Callis and Blum do a great job. No question about that. They're treating these catch probabilities and this whole notion of a 5-star or a 4-star like Moses is walking down from the mountain and handing it to them on tablets or something
yeah.
like that.
And
it's weird. It's
right, look,
freaking weird.
I'm not freaking Amish. I'm not one of those Amish sports radio hosts that hates the analytics. I love the analytics. I'm telling you, those catch probability ratings are trash.
They're garbage.
They don't make any sense.
Yeah. Yep. So the Astros lose 4-3, and they'll play again against the Brewers this afternoon. And then it's a day off, and then they embark on, 17 straight days of baseball,
boom.
Seth?
Bam, boom, yeah, boom. Yeah, Wisniewski's back in the mix.
This is not a product that I'm requesting 17 consecutive days of right now.
They never score more than 3 runs.
It's a revelation when they score more than three runs. That's right. Yeah, like literally 60% of their games this year. 21 out of 35 games this year, 3 or fewer runs. That's exactly 60%. Yes.
17 games in a row. Do we 3 or 4 games out of Lance McCullers here, right? Or 3 games at least out of Lance McCullers.
In that 17, it's a 6-man rotation. Yeah, it could be 3.
Trying to think of how it lines. Oh, yeah. So unless he's the odd man out, 3 games out of Lance McCullers. What's your over-under on feeling really good about Lance McCullers at the end of this 17-game stretch?
I would say, scale of 1 to 10, how I think I'll feel about him after a few starts would be like a 5.5, 6 yeah. maybe. That's about how I'm at like a 4.5 or a 5 right now, and I expect him to get better. I haven't seen who they're playing in this 17-game stretch because offensively it doesn't really matter. They score three or fewer runs against everybody. I don't know if Lance – I don't know who Lance is going to be going against. Bottom line, Seth, to answer your question, I am confident that we are going to continue to get a better and better version of Lance McCullers, assuming he's healthy. That's the biggest thing. My biggest thing with Lance McCullers is that I'm worried about with every pitch that – he's going to start, you know, kind of like doing this with his arm, like, ooh, you know, like I felt something in there, you know, like if he's healthy, I think he's going to pitch well eventually.
The three, I mean, every really every pitcher other than Hunter Brown right now, I'm a little uneasy about.
Yeah.
I'm uneasy about Framber. I'm uneasy about Blanco. I don't know what we have in Wisniewski.
Yep.
I don't know. Gusto will be used in long relief, yeah. So hopefully that works out well.
Arrighetti's still on the IL. You know, he's not back yet, so.
It'll be the Reds, the Royals, the Rangers, the Rays.
Okay.
And then, I don't know, somewhere down. I don't know if the Mariners are part of it. Mariners looming up in late May.
Okay, well, there you go.
Mid-May.
There you go. NBA playoffs last night. Indiana, for the second time in a week, comes back from down 7 with under a minute to go. They did it to Milwaukee last week. They did it to Cleveland last night. So they're up 2-0 on the Cleveland Cavaliers and won both games in Cleveland. I listened to Cleveland radio this morning. They're freaking out right now. It's pretty entertaining.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. But they beat them 120-119, the final score. Tyrese Halliburton was excellent. The bigger story last night, Seth, Golden State beat Minnesota in game one of that series, 99-88. Minnesota had another game where they just couldn't hit threes. They were 5-for-29 from three-point range after closing out the Lakers by shooting 7-of-47 from three. So just doing the math there. They're, 12 of their last 80 or something like that shooting threes or close to it. Steph, the big story out of this game, Steph Curry pulled left hamstring.
Oh, he pulled it in game.
The basketball
game
gods.
Eight.
The basket, right, right.
Instead of game five.
Yes.
Yeah, like Chris Paul pulled his hamstring in game five versus the Warriors.
Yeah.
He goes ahead and lasts, just like the Warriors have been doing to the Rockets for a while, they're just a little bit better. He waits until game eight to pull his hamstring.
Game eight, yeah, that's just the basketball gods trolling us. So Steph Curry and Steve Kerr did not sound optimistic about him coming back anytime soon in the post game last night. So Warriors up 1-0. They win the battle, but might lose the war with that Curry hamstring injury.
Real quick, and I know some people in Indianapolis, and pray for them and cry for them. They're upset that Peyton Manning has been at the Nuggets playoff games quite a bit, but not at any of the Pacers games. Yeah.
Oh, they are. They're
upset that he's like, hey, why don't you come back to this cesspool of a town? Remember, we had good times before we. Before we booted you for a guy that was going to quit midway through his career.
He lives in Denver, Indianapolis.
I mean, try to remember. It was Peyton Manning the kind of guy who's going to quit because he had an owie or two? No, he wasn't.
No.
But Andrew Luck certainly was.
God, no.
My body hurts and I'm an architect.
That's funny. Trade in the NFL this morning. It's getting finalized. George Pickens on his way to the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys and Steelers work out a deal that, did you say a third round pick, Seth, is what the
a third round pick plus some trade, some swaps.
But
I think it'll probably look like a third round pick.
Third round pick in the end, yeah. So that's what Pickens goes to Dallas. Real interesting dynamic now because George Pickens is 3 years in, eligible for a contract extension. He hasn't put up the numbers to where most teams would say, here's $25 million a year. So that'll get interesting because David Mulugeta is George Pickens' agent. David Mulugeta is Micah Parsons' agent, who is certainly in front of George Pickens in the extension line right now for Dallas, right?
And remember, a few weeks ago, Jerry Jones famously said that he doesn't even know the name of Micah Parsons' agent.
Yeah.
So there's
that.
Yeah. That was the only drama that's come out so far of the Micah Parsons from Micah's side was, remember, Jerry Jones had said that they weren't even talking to his agent or what have you.
Yeah.
Micah adamantly my agent David Mulugeta is one of the best in the business. He's involved in this, but other than that, it's not like Micah has been publicly agitating.
Well, and that report, you're right, but that report also included in there was the fact that Jerry felt like he had worked out a deal with Micah already. Did he not know David Mulugeta's name, but he circumvented Mulugeta Jerry felt like, Micah and I had a handshake deal,
Listen, everybody, if you're wondering, hey, why are you guys spending so much time on the Cowboys? Because, listen, when we get into the doldrums of July, neither Micah nor George Pickens will have a new contract.
No.
Okay?
No.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. And I feel like George Pickens might yap about it a little bit more than Micah.
Probably. I could see George Pickens being more unprofessional about it for sure.
Yeah. Micah's been super professional about it.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool because he's so goofy otherwise.
Well,
it's been pretty cool that Micah, for all of the weird stuff he says, we're like, he's just staying quiet and working on it in the shadows.
The only thing that got him to talk about it was Jerry Jones being unprofessional.
Right,
and not including the agent.
Micah's been the adult in the room, Jerry.
Yeah, kind of. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Those are your headlines. Nick Caserio joins us at 7:30 on the show today. So we've got a good Texans conversation coming up at the bottom of the hour with the Texans general manager. So stay tuned for that. We were talking about this yesterday. We were joking like, hey, when we have Nick on tomorrow, which is now today, we should ask him to do something controversial so that we've got more NFL stuff. This is the slowest NFL news cycle that I can remember. So I've got a list of things here. Are these things that move the needle for you as we go through this barren wasteland of no NFL news? We'll get to that.
A swingometer.
That's right, a swingometer. We've got more Rockets we'll get to in the 7 o'clock hour. Nick Caserio joining us at 7:30. Stay there.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.